Oh man, my joke wasn't going, my story wasn't going to be particularly funny. So you all just have to kind of get into the mood with me. Years ago, I was going through a very difficult situation where I really needed to have Christmas somewhere else. I'm sure many of you have gone through that. You can't be at home, you got to be somewhere else. So I grew up spending summers near Williamsburg, Virginia. Love it. I thought, Christmas at Williamsburg, how beautiful can we get? So my husband and I got in the car, we planned a totally romantic trip, and it really became that, because in the midst of being there, all the electricity went out. Imagine, we're in colonial Williamsburg. No electricity. Thank God, and I do thank God for this. It was back in the day when you actually had keys to get into your room. I really don't know how they would have managed it if we had one of those cards that wouldn't have worked. Would we have all just sat in the lobby the whole time? I don't know, but they gave us, it's funny, because they gave us for our wonderful light, they gave us one of those things that kids get, which you crack, and it shows a little light. That was our light. And I'm thinking, okay, well, this is interesting. And I'm a little bit odd. I like to read a lot. And it was the year that Tuesdays with Maury came out. And I was reading it aloud to my husband as we traveled down to Virginia and we were going to travel back. Now, I want to tell you just a smidgen about the family I'd married into. I married into this family where the father was one of those souls that you just thank God you met. One of those old souls that you knew he was just, he couldn't be any nicer. He was a doctor. He was a family doctor that he went to people's homes and took care of them, even back then. And he was, I think, 70 years old at the time. And he was the only doctor in a small town in Westminster. He was the doctor for the only nursing home. He was the medical examiner. He was the doctor for the college. He had a private practice, and my husband hardly saw him. In fact, he only got to see him by being the trainer at the same college so they could actually see each other, because he grew up not seeing his father. But his father was one of those souls that when he spoke to you, you were the only person on earth for him. Because, and the patients didn't mind waiting an hour in the waiting room, because they knew when they got him, he was going to center on them, and you felt his love, you felt his heart. Okay, and I tell you that because my husband got to the phone in the lobby, and we were literally, they had a little light in the lobby, and I was reading to him, and it was all very, very romantic, and we were still basically newlyweds. But there we were reading, and he said, I want to say goodnight to my parents. So he went to the phone and he said goodnight to them. And I'm piecing together now what Dr. Welliver did that last day of his life. Yeah, I know, sad story, gave the ending, but so what? He sat beside the bedsides of two different people who were dying that day. He went to church and sang at both services. He came home and he turned to his wife, and they were sweethearts from college, just beautiful, a beautiful marriage. And he said to her, you know, I really want to open our presents tonight. He's like a little boy. And they never did that, ever. He opened up all his presents, and he went into the bathroom, and he died of heart failure. His heart was so big, I just don't think his soul could stay in it any longer. He died on Christmas Day. Now, here we are in colonial Williamsburg. We wake up early that morning, I think it was about 6, the telephone's ringing. But strange noises are going on, and outside of our window is the forest. And it sounded like gunshots going off because the ice storm had frozen everything. And if you've ever been in a major ice storm, the branches break, they crash to the ground, and it really sounds like somebody's shooting, and we get the phone call that he had just died. And I just remember thinking, what a soul, dying on Christmas. His birthday was Adolf Hitler's birthday. I mean, if you think about the contrast. And we drove back through this memorable thing. I'll never forget Colonial Williamsburg with all the trees frozen and all sparkling. And I think that man, I really felt God honored him by freezing the world for us. It froze my memory of such sparkle, of such shininess. And I think about his soul going up to heaven in that shininess. And I think about Dickens' things. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Thank you.